Tomorrow, Cupid will be aiming his arrow at hearts all over the world. This is Vinny's written this. He's so slushy, isn't he? Book, Valentine's Day, a day when flower shops will be sold out. Chocolates will be flying off the shelves. Well, I wouldn't be giving them away, I'd be eating them. Heart-shaped cards will be sent to those special ones. And it seems even the corridors of Stormont have been infected by that crazy little thing called love, as our reporter Nicola Weir found out.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around.
Barry McIlduff, what's the most romantic thing you've ever done?
I suppose being in the same county as my wife on the same day, because very often I'm out and about meeting the people in the 32 counties of Ireland, you know, so it's always a queer help if on Valentine's Day you're in the same house and in the same townland. So my objective this year would be to be at home or not too far from home, you know.
That might not turn her on, though.
Well, it's emotional for everybody concerned, but, you know, I think I have to be shared among the people of Ireland.
Mr. McGuinness, Alvin McGuinness, tell me what is the most romantic thing you've ever done?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
This is terrible. You've never thought of one romantic thing that you've done for your other half.
I can't think, for God's sake.
Jim Alistair, what's the most romantic thing you've ever done?
Oh, married my wife.
Do you think that she would have found that very romantic?
Of course.
Is there anything else you've done over the years?
Oh, as you get to my age, you forget. I'm sure Valentine's Day will be like every day of my life, full of the joys and love of life.
Jonathan Bell, what is the most romantic thing you've ever done?
Oh, the most romantic thing I've ever done was probably the night I got engaged. I got engaged on my right knee in a little French restaurant to my wife now of 21 years, Lisa, who's a nurse in the city hospital.
Oh, you're melting my heart here. And what did you say?
Well, Lisa and I have been going out with each other for a couple of years, and she's the first girl I ever fell in love with. And asked her to marry me, and 21 years later, she still stuck me.
You must be the most romantic MLA at Stormont. Alvin McGuinness, you're bound to have something that you've done that's romantic.
Yeah, I can't think.
You're going to have to stop laughing and give me an answer.
I'll come down in 10 minutes.
You're going to think about it for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Your wife is going to be raging. Katrina Rowan, I can tell you're a very romantic person. What's the most romantic thing you've ever done? You're raising your eyebrows. Okay, don't go there.
I went to Achill Island for my 50th birthday 2 years ago with my husband and family, and it was very romantic and lovely and really special.
Ian Millen.
Yes.
What is the most romantic thing you've ever done?
The most romantic thing I ever done was bought my wife a pair of Wellingtons.
Are you serious? And are you still married?
Yes.
She's a lucky woman. Great stuff, Alvin. Have you thought of something?
Well, you really have to ask my wife. But I tell you, if you ask my wife, she would say one of the most romantic events was me coming home from Brussels unexpectedly on her birthday. How about that?
My goodness. There's more to this story, Alvin. I can sense
it. I sacrificed politics for romance.
Well, we're straying into 50 Shades of Grey. I've become come over all peculiar, Alvin.
That was slightly wrong, wasn't it? Hearing all the politicians talk about their romance. Nicola's in the studio with us. Just slightly
what
wrong,
do you mean it
Nicola?
Was slightly wrong? I thought it was lovely.
I don't want to think about Alban McGuinness's sex life.
He didn't say anything about that, Stephen. How dare you?
You see where his head goes straight away. He can't help himself.
No. But what I found shocking was it took him at least 30 minutes to think of something romantic that he's done for his wife. I would like Alban's wife to phone in.
Yes,
I want her to phone in.
I don't want Alban's wife to phone in. I do not want to think about Alban McGuinness in love or anything like it.
Did you not touch by Jonathan Bell's story about he married the first woman he fell in love with? Isn't that just as nice as your story?
Have you heard Nicola's story about how she met her poor husband?
Tell us your story.
Are you ready for this? We should really have some romantic, you know, music.
Don't you worry. We've got that.
Okay, Stephen, you may be shocked to know this, but because I'm the picture of smouldering hotness, you know, at the moment. But back whenever I was just beginning school, a four-year-old girl.
Many years ago.
Not that long ago. Anyway, I had a bit of a lazy eye, Stephen. You would say that I wasn't probably the most attractive filly in the paddock. But anyway, I had to have sort of a, back in those days with a lazy eye, you maybe had a patch and some drops and stuff which left you a bit blind during the day.
It's quite a picture.
Yes, it is. So anyway, one of my first days at school, I arrived in at school. I was very upset at the drops in my eyes. I could hardly see anything in front of me. And my P1 teacher, who was Miss Percy, led me into the classroom as I sobbed and sobbed and sobbed and put me beside this little boy. And I was crying because I couldn't find my pencil because I was totally blind. And this little boy leaned across and gave me his yellow teddy bear. And he said, hopefully this will make you feel better. And 23 years later, Stephen, I married that little boy.
No.
And that teddy bear sleeps beside my little boy at night.
No.
Yes.
That's what a nice story.
What an absolute beautiful story.
Yes. That's my love to the world today. My husband will kill me for telling that story because he keeps saying, I'm not sure whether that happened, but it definitely did.
And you've got the wee teddy bear.
My son has the teddy bear and it sleeps beside him at night. Oh, no, maybe I shouldn't say that. He's 13 years old. He probably
can't. He'd be raging now. I can't believe you said that.
No, it lies around his room now, you know.
You're in trouble now.
I am really in trouble.
What about
now?
You, Stephen, and your romance? Any romantic stories you want to share with us? No?
I think we want to think about Jim Rogers' kind of love life.
You think he's a bit of a Lothario?
You don't want to think about Alban, but you want to think about Jim.
I think Jim's a bit of a lover.
Oh.
Good morning, Mr. Rogers.
Is he there?
Good morning, Jim.
He clearly disagrees with you.
He's so Where overcome by love. He's so overcome by that story. He's fainted.
I don't know what Garth's doing, Stephen. I'm sorry.
What about your love life, Vincent?
Me? I have a very good love life. But that's about as much as I want to say about it. What about you? People are more interested in your love life.
I think they're actually interested in you.
Is there a special someone? Because you keep jetting off to America, to Santa Monica, which is quite a romantic place, very picturesque. And you send these pictures of these walks down along the seafront in the sunset and having ice cream. And there's always someone else taking the picture because you're rarely in the picture.
Oh, here we go with the music again.
I don't know what's going on with the music.
I don't know.
It's all over the place.
Listen, nobody cares about any of these.
He hasn't answered. Hold on. Who's taking these pictures on these holidays? There's obviously some kind of romantic interest.
He's a selfie stick.
There.
He's got a selfie stick.
You would see the hand.